أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد مكر الذين من قبلهم فأتى الله بنيانهم من القواعد فخض عليهم السقف من فوقهم وأتاهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى speaks about the plans and the schemes that people had made even before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed their plans. Allah says, قَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Before the people of Makkah, they had also made plans and schemes that is against the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, against those that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent with the messages. Fa'atallahu bunyanahum min al qawa'id. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed their buildings from the very foundation. In the general context of this ayat, some commentators have expressed that the plan that a person makes is like a building in itself, and whatever that plan is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroys that plan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never bring it to its total fruition. فَخَضَّ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّقْفُ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. Then from above it, its roof will fall, will slip, and وَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will approach them, will come to them from avenues, from places where they did not even perceive. That is the general interpretation, but we find one narration in the kitabs of hadith that Namrud, when he was told about the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam invited him towards Allah, spoke about Allah Rabbul Izzat and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he began to make a mockery of it. Now very famous in ayats of the Quran, Fir'aun had also done the same. When Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had spoken about the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, and in this narration Namrud had done the very same. So he had this massive building that was built, and his whole intention to make a mockery of Tawheed, to make a mockery of Allah Rabbul Izzat's oneness, to make a mockery of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he had the structure built, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just sent one wind. That one wind had come and destroyed this entire structure, and it fell as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes it in this ayat. The roof fell and the entire structure was destroyed. As for Namrud, it is famous that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't use much of a force to destroy him, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused a little mosquito to go up his nose and into his brain, and that mosquito was the cause of his death. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about every scheme, every plot against Allah, and there is no one that can oppose the force of Allah Rabbul Izzat when the force of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes down. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.